Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Landis reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball towards right. Bowens catches it and throws to second to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields the ball and throws to Buzzard covering. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard spins and fires to second, and Aparicio is picked off. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair catches it and throws to first to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Lau reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lau fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lau. McNairtney moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McNairtney moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Talbot now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lau strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Frank Bauman now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Long now playing first base. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. Barber moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-3, Orioles. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Miller reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.